Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
The longer I work in public policy, the more cynical I become. Been there, tried that describes most government solutions to the problems facing our country. And the idea that we can fix anything if we just throw enough money at it still drives many of the policy decisions in the Capitol. But every once in a while, a glimmer of hope shines through my veil of cynicism and reminds me that there are still people who believe that hard work, ingenuity, and dogged persistence, not government programs, are the solution to society's problems. These are the values of my parents and grandparents, but sometimes these values are displayed by people without gray hair, and when they are, I get a fresh sense of hope and optimism. Last night, I met just such a person at an event for ACE scholarships. For those who don't know, ACE is a private sector solution to a public sector problem. In Montana, 2,000 kids per year drop out of school, relegating themselves to a life of lower wages and increased reliance on government programs. For many, the decision to drop out of school comes as a result of no options. Their local public school may not be a good fit for whatever reason, and if they cannot afford a private school, they're stuck. For some, the difference between dropping out and graduating may be as simple as switching to a school that fits. Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice, and until lawmakers allow solutions such as education savings accounts and charter schools, organizations like ACE will continue to fill the gap. Their model is simple. Private sector businesses and individuals donate to ACE, who in turn funds scholarships for needy kids. Kids whose families could never afford to send them to a private school are able to enter the marketplace of educational options and purchase an education that's right for them. And the results are astounding. Over 90% of ACE scholarship recipients graduate from high school, and 100% of those students go on to college. It's life-changing. And the most amazing thing is that ACE scholarships typically covers only half of a student's tuition cost. In Montana today, there are roughly 650 students on ACE scholarships, with another 300 on the waiting list. Last night, I had the pleasure of listening to a 16-year-old girl who was bullied in her former school, but whose family didn't have the resources to send her to a private school. She applied for and received an ACE scholarship, then went to work at McDonald's to earn the rest of the money she needed for her tuition. This girl is bright, energetic, well-spoken, and with the help of ACE, she's now flourishing in a school that fits her well. Rather than becoming a statistic, she's becoming a success story. For 7 years, we've fought for school choice in the Montana legislature, and we're making progress. Other states are 25 years ahead of us on this curve, which means that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to adopt those ideas from other states that are already working. The private sector has a working model, and it's time for the public sector to come along. In the 21st century, we have the resources and technology to craft the perfect education for each child. Remember, when it comes to education, one size does not fit all. Clearly, there's room for improvement, and organizations like ACE Scholarships are leading the way. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.